There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Raven, do you ever wonder if Melissa and Doug, the toy company, know how many divorces that they can be attributed back to them?
Well, when it comes to packaging for items that actually have to be assembled or whatever, I think that there's a department in each one of those companies that doesn't care about human relations whatsoever. They just put it out there. They're like, we need to save paper. We're going to do this in as few steps as possible. Okay, great. Good luck, people.
Oh, it's Anna and Raven. So my daughter turned 2 over the weekend, and we bought her one of those chef kitchens, the Melissa and Doug chef kitchens.
Okay.
And I got to be honest, this kitchen is better than my kitchen.
Right.
Like, it is legit. Like, I look at it and I'm like, maybe that backsplash would look good in our kitchen. You
someday.
Know?
Someday, right. Right?
So, we opened it up last night. And can you hear this? This is the book, the instruction manual that comes with it.
You know that it's pretty serious because it's also made in hard paper.
Yeah.
It's not one of those ones that it's like, it feels like some, you know, half weight Xerox paper.
Right.
Right. That's like a booklet.
It goes up to step 27.
Those are glossy pictures.
They're 27 steps. Now, the thing about Melissa and Doug is that they try to be funny
right.
because they know that they're causing a divorce as parents are putting this together.
So they want to take the sting off?
Right. So step one, every journey begins with the first step.
Oh, don't pacify me.
Oh, here
don't
we go.
Try and patronize to me when you've got me going into something difficult, okay?
Step two, divide and conquer.
Oh, come on with this. What, there's going to be some sort of motivational statement every step?
When you come to step 24, don't come unhinged. Because at this point, you're ready to die.
I'm guessing that this is the doors of the cabinets, though, going on at a time, too. So
yes.
It's got to be a little double entendre.
This is what's happening here.
Yeah.
So here's the problem. My husband and I set out to do this, and the biggest mistake is that we started at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, no!
I figured, okay, because we wanted her to wake up and be surprised,
right.
You know?
Of course.
So we started at 9, and I'm thinking in my head, hour max. 1 hour max.
You're nuts.
Well, I don't know. I clearly have no idea what I'm doing.
27 steps.
So now we start opening the box. Our first argument,
yeah.
How do we separate everything in the box?
Right. Take inventory of what you have in there.
Right, because he wants to do a checklist to make sure that every single piece is in there before we begin.
And you want to get to building this
Let's
thing.
Go!
Right. You want this to, is it? Are we done yet?
I got to go to bed.
Right.
What do you
What's
mean?
Happening here?
You take inventory? You want me to get a clipboard? What
right.
does this look like?
It's either in there or it ain't. We're going to find out when we get to that step.
Yes. First problem we have,
yes.
it says specifically on page 3, do not use power tools, right? What's the first thing he does?
He goes for his drill.
He goes and gets the drill.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a lot of turning of screws and that's extra work and you feel like he can be, you know, he wants to be efficient.
But look at this sad face. There's a sad face
next
and a power drill.
Yeah.
Right. So I tell him, you're going to destroy the kitchen by using your power drill. That's our first argument. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right. I can go gentle with the drill.
I got to use this weird little L-shaped metal thing that you've provided me. Like, that's what I'm supposed
terrible.
To use. But, like, to me, I'm like, that's what they tell us to use. That's what we have
that's
to
use.
That's
what we have to do, rule follower, says Anna Zapp.
Now we start going, and there's a disagreement about the way. I'm doing it too tight. I'm not doing tight enough. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Long story short, at 10 o'clock, I say, I'm just going to take a break for 5 minutes, and I immediately fall asleep on the couch. Right?
And expect to wake up and it be done miraculously, and him to say, you were right all along, wife.
12:15, I wake up. Well, actually, I don't wake up. He nudges me to go to bed. He's like, it's 12 o'clock, you know, and I look over, and it's done, and the sweat is coming off his face. But he was so proud. He's like, I did it. I did it.
And did you high-five him?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, nice job, babe. But I think that for some reason, these toy companies want to murder us with these instructions as they're so intensive.
Sure, sure. They can be very difficult. No question about it.
What is the most obnoxious, hard thing you ever had to put together for your kids? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text.
It has to be the number one thing that parents dread. It's Anna and Raven. Last night, my husband and I had such an argument putting together the Melissa and Doug kitchen for my 2-year-old daughter, Dakota.
There's a lot of pressure. Of course, this time of year, it's upped even more. But when you want to build something for your kids, you got to make sure it's safe. You want to make sure it's fun and enjoyable. And when you get 27 pages of directions, you're drowning in it from moment one.
Well, listen to the pamphlet. I brought it with me because I didn't think you would believe me, Raven. Look how many pages this is. And then at the end, we still had like 6 extra screws, which is really alarming when you're putting together a gift for a 2-year-old, you know?
I prefer things with large pictures and maybe 4 steps max.
Oh my gosh, we were arguing the whole time. He brought out the drill and the hammer. I'm like, I don't think we're supposed to do that.
Big no-nos.
What was the hardest thing you ever had to put together for your kids? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
So I had to build a TV stand, and it took, you know, we were reading the instructions, and within the first 5 seconds, it was basically messed up, and it took 3 times to figure out. And then I was reading the reviews, and all the reviews say it takes 6 to 8 hours. Whoever made these instructions is drunk and laughing at us.
Right.
Same mistake and started at 9 p.m. My boyfriend's in construction.
You know, and here's the thing,
so
too.
Stressful.
When it's like the press board, like, you can't make mistakes with that kind of wood. It's fake wood. It's not real wood, right? So you make
right
a mistake
half.
There, it's never going in the right way again. You're going to require some glue, maybe a little bit of tape on an angle nobody can see.
But when it is done
exactly.
And you look at it and it is done correctly and you don't have too many extra pieces on the side, the sense of pride that comes over you. You're like, I did that. I made that.
Yeah. Good job.
Good morning, Anna and Raven.
I've been waiting for years for somebody to bring this topic up, and you nailed it.
What is the hardest thing that you ever built for your kids?
Okay, besides every toy that my wife orders and we have to put together, the hardest one was the radio flyer wagon.
Really?
Oh, my God. Every little step, it's not right. I try to get my drill. It's the same song and dance, just a different house.
You know, and here's the thing about the radio flyer wagon. The reputation is they last for centuries, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're going to put it together, and your kid is going to have it, and their kids are going to have it, and maybe even their, like, that's the reputation of radio flyer. But if you build it wrong, it will come tumbling down. Yeah.
That's it. And my wife did the same thing like Anna. Oh, we got to do this first. And I think I could do it, you know, jump to step 5, the things together, and I have to take the whole thing apart to go back to step 1 again.
Yep. Happens all the time. You got to revert. Yep.
Thank you so much for making this on air, this topic, because everybody feels your pain.
1-800-330-9999. What was the hardest thing you had to put together for your kids? It'll make everybody feel better about what's in store with the holiday season. It's Anna and Raven. Last night, I put together one of those Melissa and Doug kitchen playsets, and by I put together, I mean my husband did.
Right, and you fell asleep on the couch.
I fell asleep on the couch.
Right.
Correct, yes.
Right. After a fight or two before.
It's Anna and Raven. Putting together those massive boxes, especially my daughter's birthday was last weekend, so we were finally getting around to it.
Counting on the fact that she's 2 years old and can't
read
a calendar.
She doesn't know. Fine. But I think as we head into the holiday season, this is like parents' worst nightmare, is putting together these massive sets. First of all, they contain these things with like 700 contraptions so that you break every nail and bleed by the time you actually free the toy from the packaging.
Well, that's how you know that you put in a good effort, is sacrificing as up.
I guess so. And then on top of it, when you have to put together these massive sets, it's the most stressful thing in the world because they give you these little pamphlets with 4 steps, and then it takes about 6 years to actually figure out how to do it.
IKEA, the first time I saw one of those instruction manuals, I was like, wait a minute, there's no words? I have to figure everything out based on whether or not this smiley guy is smiling or upset?
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the hardest thing you ever had to put together for your kids?
We bought our kids the Costco giant playset, the one with the swings and the slide. And my husband and I thought we could build it together. It literally almost caused our divorce.
You gotta get somebody in there. Experience matters.
Exactly. He was drilling holes in the wrong places, and we were swearing in front of the kids. 2 days later, he had his buddy come over, who's a contractor, and they put it together.
Never again. That playset, I know a couple families that picked it up. I don't know if it was just a season of it, but it was massive.
You hired 3 guys for a dollhouse, didn't you?
Yeah, I
three
did.
Guys. They
right.
came with a team of guys.
It was 3 guys to put together a dollhouse, but it was an outside dollhouse. It was more like a playhouse, in my defense.
I mean, it was sizable.
Listen,
but
I'm still married.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the hardest thing you had to build for your kids?
I'm a single mom. A few years ago, I bought my daughter one of the just huge dollhouses, and I'm not exaggerating, it had about 6 million pieces.
Yeah.
But I could put it together, and I couldn't do it. Elevator was, like, not going up. I don't know. The doors weren't closing. Like, I don't know. So, like, I ended up just taking them. I returned it and brought them to the American Girls doll store.
Smart.
And just got them dolls.
Yep. Right.
It's the best part of the American Girl doll store. You don't have to do anything. There's no assembly with any of those dolls. They just come packaged and you open it. No, I know the dollhouse with the elevator, which I always say is a problem because I feel like all these kids are going to grow up thinking it's normal to have an elevator in your house.
Well, it's a little bit less desirable if it's constructed by your mom and the elevator is a death trap. So there's that. I remember my little sister, our grandfather tried to build her one, and he was a carpenter. And when he promised it to her, she was like, I don't know, 4 or 5. And when she got it, she was like 9.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the hardest thing you built for your kid?
My husband is an engineer. Last Christmas, I had him put together a whole train village for my son. Now, it was one of those setups that had the scenery, you know, and the trains.
Yeah, those are a big deal.
With the magnets. Yeah, it was a big deal. So my husband, my genius husband, the engineer, put it together in our loft. It was so big, we couldn't get it through the door down the stairs to put it under the tree. So he had to take the whole thing apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it back together again. Yeah.
No.
He was up Christmas Eve till like 3 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Reindeer food right up to the loft. I would have been like, that's where it lives from now on. This is where it's going to stay forever.
Coming up next, all I need to know about you. You see people doing questionable things all the time. And if somebody does this to you when they're standing in line at the grocery store, that's definitely all I need to know about you. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you're a serial winker, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute.
It's creepy.
What happened?
It's weird.
What happened?
I was at the grocery store, and it was the cashier. The cashier kept, and it was a woman, and she kept, like, winking at me. Like, that
slight. But was she winking, or was she, like, blinking? She could have had a twitch.
No. There's a difference.
It'd be something
between,
in her eye.
Like, yeah, there's somebody, you know, if you have a nervous twitch or something like that, that's one thing. That's different. It was a packet of gravy, and she's like, oh, do you like making the gravy like this? And then she, like, winked, and I was like, what? I mean,
it feels like a place where the wink is out of place.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, and then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, does she know that she's winking? But it was a purposeful wink, you know?
Feels like a Will Ferrell joke.
And the weird part was that I didn't even focus on what she was saying because I was so taken back by the wink.
So maybe there was some wit in her jokes and her remarks.
And I just was taken back by the wink.
And you didn't get it, right. So then the wink seemed out of place at that point. Maybe the wink was well placed. Maybe you were out of sync.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard if you're a winker because now with the masks, you don't really understand. Like, if I could see the whole face,
right,
I could determine
can
whether
you wink?
The wink. Yeah, I could wink. Can you wink?
Wow, I can't really wink.
Let me see. Oh, no, no. You look like there's something wrong with you. No. It looks like the onset of pink eye.
I can't really wink.
Why can't you wink?
I don't know. It's just one of those things I never learned to do.
Right, watch.
I really wanted to learn how to wink.
Look, are you jealous of my wink?
I can do it like that. No, but that's not cool. That's like,
no.
What's he doing to his face?
I don't know if winking is cool. And then there's the people that do the wink that.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that?
Yeah, no,
you
that's the same.
That?
You're just doing a sound effect to try and make it seem like you're not contorting your entire face to get that wink off. Some people can do the wink without moving any part of their face. It's almost like being a ventriloquist. No, look. Now you look like you're twitching. Don't do that. Now you look like you're having a stroke.
How do you become the winker?
There's a lot of different ways, and I don't want to judge. Some of those things are body things that just happen automatically. So, you know, some people can't control that stuff.
I don't even know what
but
she was saying.
But you felt like she was saying things that she thought would be received well with a wink accompanying it.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was
I'm
very
really sad
strange.
I don't know how to wink, though, regular.
See? Yeah, no. It looks like you're probably
and
just coming
And I actually
out.
Feel like I'm screwing up my eyes by trying
don't
it.
Don't do that
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Hi.
Exposed.
It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
When you are in a store and there is something on the floor, whether a can of food or a loaf of bread, a head of lettuce, and you walk around it and you don't pick it up where someone can fall.
What do you do with it when you pick it up? You have to put it off to the side. You can't put it back where it was. If it's a head of lettuce and it's on the ground,
right.
I don't want that head of lettuce touching the rest of the heads of lettuce.
Right. Usually there is somebody close by stalking.
Yes.
So what is it to give it to them?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you should notify somebody. And I'm always embarrassed when I'm the one that has to notify someone.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I dropped this entire carton of eggs. You know, they're always so nice about it, too.
Who drops an entire carton of eggs?
I've dropped a carton of eggs.
Are you juggling in there?
The giant thing of blueberries all over the place. I have dropped so many things.
You sound like a bear on a unicycle at a circus. What are you talking about?
It's the kids. They're running around. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, that brings us to what's coming up next. If you do this when you're grocery shopping over the weekend, that is definitely all I need to know about you, and it says a lot about your personality. We'll fill you in with Anna and Raven. If you missed it a few minutes ago, we got this call.
When you are in a store and there is something on the floor, whether a can of food or a loaf of bread, and you walk around it and you don't pick it up.
That is all I need to know about you. 100%. And I think what happens is that when people go to the grocery store, especially this weekend when it's going to be so busy because of the holiday, then there's certain rules that everyone needs to obey to make sure everything remains orderly during this time of year.
Let's be honest. Even during the holidays, during a regular year, the energy is a little bit up there. Right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's intense. Everybody feels like they've got to get to their item right there. And God forbid their canned ham isn't in the right spot, or the cranberry sauce, they don't get the exact same one. They've got to be exact with this. So, you know, intensity, again, it goes up.
It's Anna and Raven. So we have some rules that you have to follow when you are doing your grocery shopping over the weekend.
Now, I'll be up front with this here. I'm not typically the person in my family that does the grocery shopping. I leave that to my wife, and sometimes she drags me along. But some of these rules just feel like common sense here.
Okay.
So, I mean, first off, when you go to the grocery store, don't jump in front of somebody when they're looking at, like, the meat or they're in the freezer, like, bin, right? If you're in the bin and I'm looking at an item, I can take 3, 4, 5 seconds. I feel like 5 seconds is a good rule to actually evaluate whether or not I want to buy this item before you go shoving me out of the way.
It's a little bit tricky now because we have to maintain the 6 feet distance.
Sure.
So the issue that I find lately is that people keep creeping up on me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know how you have that natural fear of people now?
Right.
You're like, ah!
Right.
You're like,
right.
Where'd you come from?
And it's just rude when somebody feels like you're being pushed out of the way.
But it's a double edge. You have to make sure that you don't spend too much time monopolizing the freezer time.
That's
as well.
True, too. Yeah. And sometimes my wife is right on the line, if I'm being honest, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, to feel more awkward for her or for us or to be mad at this person. Know your deli, butcher, or seafood order when your number is called. You've been standing there, all right? Now, it's one thing if you just walk up and you're nonchalantly walking up and they have no line. Okay, that's fine. But this goes right with my drive-through order stipulations, too, Annie. You know, there's nothing that infuriates me more than somebody that pulls up to McDonald's and doesn't know what it is they're ordering. You've been to McDonald's before. You've been to the butcher before. You came to the grocery store because you wanted something. So place the order, right?
I agree with that.
Don't squeeze the rolls too much, man, if you're at the bakery.
Oh.
Now you ruin the rolls for everybody.
Not even the rolls, but now I get grossed out when I watch people touch all the produce and then they put it back.
Yes.
Because I'm, you know, this is COVID. So all I'm thinking is like, well, if you touch the apple, it's yours now.
Right.
You know, you touch it, you buy it.
Right. You've infested that apple.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And lastly, don't be mean to the robot.
Oh, leave Marty alone.
You know what? There's going to be more and more robots out there. And this is like the person that you go on a first date with and you watch them be mean to the server or whatever.
Yeah.
What type of person picks on something that's inanimate?
Actually, the number one rule when you're doing your grocery shopping this weekend for Thanksgiving, and it's trending in the news right now, is that the shopping cart test. So the shopping cart test has been around for a long time. But essentially, if you take your shopping cart and you leave it somewhere where cars can hit it or it'll roll into a car,
you're a terrible person.
That's exactly what it says. It says that you are a terrible person. You should bring it back to where it belongs. And none of that popping it up on the curb on one wheel. Nope, that's not going to cut it. You got to take that extra 30 steps and deliver it back to where the collection is.
When you are at your car, if there are two or three carts in between, do you move them all back? Because I do. I'm that type of person. I'm getting into heaven, people.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Speaking of all your things, Thanksgiving and shopping and all that, Chef Plum from the Food Network is going to be joining us every day to give tips for your table. And next, the sides that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less.
Three sides that you can make in under 30 minutes on Thanksgiving Day. It's Anna and Raven. A lot of people are hosting Thanksgiving this year when they usually don't because we have much smaller gatherings because of COVID.
Right, so that's why we're getting Chef Plum's turkey bailout all this week. Yesterday blew my mind with the turkey tips that you had, Chef. Today, I need to know, how am I going to dress the rest of this table?
It's Anna and Raven. Plum, we don't got time. We only got 30 minutes. What sides must be on the table and which one of those can we make with the time crunch?
It never fails when you're having family coming over. They're either late or they show up an hour and a half early, and nothing makes it worse when you show up early for Thanksgiving dinner. So if they're coming early, let's be ready for it. Let's be ready to fire these sides off. Let's be ready to get them fed and get them out, because it's a great football game on late night we want to watch. Check it out. One of the classics, super easy, you can make is a green bean almondine. I mean, come on, Anna, you know what that is, right?
No, I'm going to guess it involves
it's green beans. Almonds. There's some almonds on top. Beans. It looks very nice. It shows well.
Right. With a traditional beurre noisette. So you can sound really fancy when you say beurre noisette. Can you guys say it's French? Beurre noisette. Say
beurre noisette.
Yeah.
I have that album.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's right.
I play it backwards and Satan appears.
Happens all the time.
Even on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Beurre noisette, right? So basically it means brown butter. So all you're going to do is you're going to take your green beans, clean them, and the best way to clean them, take the beans, line them up evenly, slice it, then line them up evenly on the other side, slice it, done. Then what you want to do, you get a nice hot pan, put some butter in there, let that butter start to melt. I usually add a little bit of olive oil in there too. It helps the butter not burn. Toss your green beans in there, saute them with a handful of almonds, season it with salt, saute them, turn the heat down a little bit. Next thing you know, beautiful green bean almondine.
You wow. Did you tell me to literally line up my green beans?
Cut one side, cut the other. They're clean.
You gotta line them
up. Listen, beurre noisette, I need a couple more side dishes. Don't dictate to him.
Okay, what's next?
Easy side dish, homemade mac and cheese. You can make this in about 15 minutes if you play your cards right.
The Kraft ones, like the ones in the box.
No. So we're not doing this right now. It's not gonna be in a box, all right? And it's not in a box. You're gonna cook that pasta like normal, then cool it. When you cook that pasta, do it in salted water. Oil in the water does nothing. Do not put oil in your water. Cook it in nice salted water, strain your pasta. In the pan next to it, you're gonna make a really simple sauce that's going to coat that pasta with a beautiful cheese. It's delicious. It consists of making a roux. Raven, you know what a roux is?
It's like a sauce or a gravy or something, right?
Butter and flour. You're going to start with butter and flour, right? It's your thickener. Make your butter and flour. Make it nice and thick. You can do it brown. You can do it blonde. You can do it kind of in between. You want to start with that brown roux. It's going to happen on its own. Butter and flour. Then you're going to pour a little chicken stock in there. Bring that to a boil. It'll start to be a little thick. As it thickens up, put a bag full of Kraft cheddar cheese into it. Handful of salt. Mix it all up nice and neat. It'll be like very velvety. Toss it on top of your pasta. Put the pasta into a big container. Top of cheese. Put it in the oven. Takes 15 minutes. It's delicious.
I mean, you made it sound extravagant, though. Side three.
Next, making stuffing. One of the easiest thing you can possibly make is a stuffing, okay? Or dressing if you come from down south, right? So take some bread. Tear your bread up into pieces and put it into a pan or a big casserole dish. Next, chop up a carrot, onion, and celery, okay? You want about a cup of each. Put it into a saute pan, saute it up. Take a little pinch of those herbs and some salt and pepper, put it with that carrots, onions, and celery. After that saute is down to where it's a little bit softer, pour that into the bread that you tore up in a million pieces, mix it all together with your hands, and then pour chicken stock all over it, right? Or turkey stock if you can buy that. Pour it all over the turkey stock, all over the bread, all over the vegetables you put in there. Season up a little salt and pepper, bake it in the oven for about 10 minutes. Boom. Super fast, easy stuffing.
And homemade. Look at how fancy I'll look
four people in your house.
My table full of no guests because nobody's allowed.
I literally rattled that off like it's the easiest thing ever, and it really is that easy. I'm telling you, if you just don't overthink it, it's super easy.
Tomorrow we'll be talking, is Thanksgiving a drinking holiday? The drinks you should definitely have on your table with Chef Plum from the Food Network and Anna and Raven. Raven, how much do you think? Actually, let me rephrase that. What percentage of Americans do you think actually hides money from their partner?
Oh, I would think it's actually much higher than you would assume. I'm going to go with 65%. How about 65%?
No. That's too high.
No?
It's Anna and Raven. 37% of Americans say that they have a secret stash of money from their partner.
Wow.
I thought that was astronomical. Like, it never even crossed my mind to think, like, let me hide money from my husband in my own house.
Well, I guess, to me, the definition is how much money are we talking about, right?
I have that number.
Because I would think a large amount of money, it's going to be a lower percentage, obviously, but a certain amount of money.
What do you think? What do you think the average amount of money that people hide in their home from their significant other is out of this 37%?
I'd probably say like $300-$400. That's what I would say.
$2,006.
Oh.
Where do you hide $2,006?
I mean, where does the six come from?
I mean, it's the average.
Okay. Yeah. So $2,000.
That's a good
amount of money.
Maybe because I'm not the financial person in my family. My husband is a finance guy. That's what he does. So and I have no idea. I mean,
there could be holes all over your
yard.
Who
knows?
You have no idea.
I started thinking about it. I'm like, I would never hide money from him. And then I was like, wait.
Should I be checking my house?
Does he hide money from me?
Right.
Where would he hide it?
Right.
Yeah. So here's the most common money arguments that couples have. They're worried about debt, number one. Mm-hmm. They think that you are spending too much money, so that's why they're hiding the money.
I mean, that happens a lot.
They hide money because they think that you don't know how to save each month.
Right.
And they think that you make rash decisions about major purchases. These are the reasons why people say that they hid money from their significant others.
Well, the good news is that none of those reasons, one of the main reasons anyways, was I'm going to fake my death and escape this life that we've built together.
I guess that's positive.
So that is a positive mark right there. I get it. I mean, if you don't trust your partner's spending habits, you can be very much in love with somebody but not trust them financially. So, you know, maybe you just want to make sure that you guys have enough for an emergency something. The car breaks down or something like that.
What, do you hide any money from your wife? Be honest.
I can't say that I really do, but to be honest, I probably have more credit cards than she's aware of and, you know, more access to cash and money than she thinks. I mean, I remember when she found out that I had like 5 bank accounts, she wasn't aware of that. And
oh,
so, you know,
that would make me upset if I found that out.
I mean, it's not like I'm building an empire to escape. Again, it's just the way I do things.
All right. Okay, Raven.
Yes.
I walk in here, right?
Yes.
I hand you $2,006.
$2,006.
But you have to hide it from your wife in your house somewhere. Where do you hide it that she'll never find it in your house?
In my house, I'm probably going to guess something inside the garage. She would expect that, but she would never be able to find it because my garage is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
In my closet would be pretty good. If I could just find a project that she's been asking me to do for 6 months, I haven't done it, that would probably be the best place to start.
You know where I would hide my $2,006?
Probably in your sock drawer.
Nope. Right in my refrigerator in plain sight, because every single time they say there's no food in this house, I believe they've never actually looked in the refrigerator where I stock it every single week. So I just put it right in the fridge. On the second level, they'd never see it.
The thing is, burglars say freezer, one of the top choices.
Really?
Just so you're aware, it's a big choice.
If you want to hide $2,000 from your spouse, there you go. It's a thing that's on everyone's mind. Are we going to shut down again? Like, completely shut down?
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
CNN on Raven. Rhode Island, yesterday, their governor, she announced that on November 30th, she was giving everybody a heads up that they're going to shut down for 2 weeks because she wants everybody to prepare. And I was like, wait a minute. Does that mean that, hey, we're next? Like, is that what's in the works here? Is that what's going on?
I really don't understand the point of waiting 10 days. If you're going to do it, why wouldn't you do it? I mean,
because it makes sense to me. No, but it makes sense to me because it gives you time to stock up. And now all these news sites are reporting the things that you must buy before the second shutdown.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the top 8 things you're supposed to buy before this happens, even though I'm still going to knock on wood.
Let's peep this list here. I mean, they don't even know where they'll be in 10 days, but okay.
I'm telling you right now, this list is dumb. It's dumb.
Okay. All right. Give me what I need to have.
Toilet paper. Been there, done that, got enough toilet paper to last me to the end of time.
Know it. Already know it. If you don't know that you need toilet paper by now, forget it.
Paper towels. Yep. Got
same
that.
Same thing.
Went to Costco every day for a month. Yep, to pick up.
Right, to get 2 packages.
Had to walk out the door, back in.
Send your whole family. Does that work? Because I thought they were tracking the cards.
No, you have to walk out and you have to walk back in.
Oh, we would have done that yesterday. We only got one.
Yeah, tissues. You have to buy 2 boxes of tissues per person in your house.
Oh, that's all right. My wife has got crazy stock in tissues.
Disinfecting wipes and spray. We know.
Yeah.
Hand soap and sanitizer. I bought gallons. I bought like 3 of them.
Yeah.
Even though I use it regularly, I'm not even halfway through the first one.
Right. I have one of those gallon ones, and I haven't even opened it.
Yeah.
Haven't even gotten into it. I don't even use the sanitizer anymore. I just wash. That's what I do.
Yep. Thermometers. Actually, you can get them pretty cheap now. Remember when you couldn't get thermometers at all anymore?
Right.
Yeah, you can get them.
But, I mean, how many do you need? You need one. You need one.
Maybe a backup.
I mean, unless you throw it out every time somebody's sick, I guess.
That's weird.
Right.
Number 7, a face mask. I mean, who doesn't have a face mask yet? Like, you have
a face
mask.
I met one individual yesterday without one.
Oh, that guy was a weirdo. And number 8, canned goods. You're supposed to have canned goods. Raven still has the canned goods for when he prepared for the apocalypse back in February.
Right.
Have you eaten any of that Spam?
I've eaten it. No, none of the Spam, but I have eaten the granola bars, some of them.
Okay.
I broke into one of the boxes of 100 granola bars. I've eaten some of that, and I've eaten some of the premium shells and cheese. Yes.
Raven and I have come up with what we actually think you should buy in case there's a second shutdown. Number 1, baking goods. That's what I think. Because if you remember, banana bread mix was hard to find.
Sure.
And listen, the one thing you are not going to cancel this year for me is Christmas cookies. Do not cancel Christmas cookies. So go now, get the flour. I remember at one point I couldn't find Pam.
Nope.
I was like, this is a sad, sad day.
Well, you know what's in the emergency stash?
What?
Flour.
Yep.
Baking soda.
Okay.
Powdered milk.
Yeah.
Sugar. I've got it all.
Other things you actually need to stock up on?
Free weights and yoga pads.
Yep.
I mean, they were paying absorbent pads. There was a guy that wanted $80 for 220-pound weights. My wife tells me about these things all the time because she's been building a gym while this has been going on. And free weights, just insane costs. And then yoga pads. She couldn't get a good one for like 2-3 weeks. Yoga pads back in stock, by the way, people.
Okay, how about a Wi-Fi booster? Because at the end of the day, you and your kids are all going to be working remotely from home again, and you need to be able to connect to your Wi-Fi. Get one of those things so you're not all like, I can't connect on Zoom. I'm frozen again.
Yeah. Think ahead. Batteries for your Christmas gifts. You're not going to be able to get in the store. There's nothing worse than having a gift that doesn't work.
Those are the things you actually do need to get through the next shutdown if it happens.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
How are you?
I'm all right. I can't believe you guys already have your Christmas trees up in your house.
No, we have one tree up.
Right. You still have to go cut down the other one.
Right. Because the one in the main living room has to be real.
The white one is up right now.
That's up. And some decorations in that room. But that's about it.
Raven says that you never let him pick the tree.
Full of it, Anna. I mean, if I let him pick the tree, there it have like a massive hole in it. He gets so frustrated, he doesn't want to be there. I don't know if he's cold or bored or what, but he'll pick a tree with brown needles and a hole in it, and he'll be like, oh, we could just turn this around and for it to face the wall, nobody will see it. And I'm like, there's a squirrel living in it. And no.
I remember last year he was so upset because he said that he walked miles through multiple tree farms trying to find
that
the
is
perfect
true
tree.
Last year we walked and walked and walked. I mean, it's something to be said if you're walking the entire tree farm 2 to 3 times.
Well, you got to get the perfect tree. If I left him to pick the tree, him and my son would just give up 5 minutes in, and it would be the worst tree. It would be dead in 2 days. It's a big deal to me. I think I get that from my dad. His tree has to be perfectly shaped, full, no holes. Like, yeah, pretty sure I got that from him.
You know, trees with holes in them need love, too. Just saying.
Well, I mean, there's people who like Charlie Brown looking trees. I like a full, perfectly shaped tree.
What happens to the reject trees, the ones that nobody buys? What happens
death
to them?
A fiery death?
Oh, my gosh.
A fiery
gosh
end?
I never thought about that.
That's right.
I can tell you.
I might adopt a tree just because I feel bad for them.
Some of the places we go, you'll go back the next year and those poor trees are still there. So.
Right, but how about the ones that are pre-cut? Like those sad trees.
See? All those trees need love.
Poor trees.
Yeah, all fires need kindling, too, on the other hand.
So what are you doing with your mini Thanksgiving this year? You can't have the big bash like usual. What are you guys going to do?
I'm going to let him deep fry a turkey and hope it doesn't take 7 hours.
What are you talking about? He lights everything on fire. You're going to let him near a deep fryer with a turkey?
You know, he's done it before, Anna. The year we got engaged, so we got engaged on Thanksgiving. And he was supposed to go outside with all the guys and fry the turkey. I was also baking one, thank God. I guess it was supposed to take like 45 minutes or something for this turkey, and it ended up taking like 5 hours. I don't know if they were lying because they were outside, you know, having some beers and talking, but 5 hours it took him. He didn't blow anything up. That was good, but it did take like 5 hours.
It was delicious. So. It was very, very, very cold that year and windy, as I recall. And it was the first year I had ever done it. I'm less cautious at this point, Anna. Like, I'll go flame high.
You'll start frying it right in the middle of your living room.
Yeah. What? Yeah. No, no, no. Okay. It'll be outside, but, okay. You know, the propane will be on high. No question about it. From moment one.
I find it humorous that Alicia thinks that you would rather stand outside in the freezing cold with your friends than be inside with the wives.
Well.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband this past week?
I think he's been good. He hasn't really done any of the things that needed to be done around the house. Like, you know, every time we change the clocks back and forward, we change the batteries and the smoke detectors, and the batteries are still sitting on the counter.
Yeah, I bought the batteries. They're on the list of things to get done. I mean, I think I took pretty good care of you over the last week.
Are you trying to convince
her?
For a better grade?
I mean, if you're going to fry a turkey, you should probably change the batteries in the smoke detector.
Especially if he's doing it in the really living room.
Right. I'm going to be outside.
All right, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
He did all right, Anna. He's going to get a B. He did bring me home a gallon of cookie dough the other day. He's got to get a B.
Congratulations, Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Wes and Sarah. Sarah, what's going on?
My sister, she had COVID 2 weeks ago. She's okay. She tested negative now. And we had planned for her to come over for Thanksgiving, but my husband doesn't want her to come. He said that it's a risk to our kids. I think he's being ridiculous. You can't blackball my sister. She's my only sister. Plus, she's negative now. She was asymptomatic the whole time. She's fine. I think he's being ridiculous.
Wait, so she's already had another test to prove that the virus has passed, and it's negative?
Yes.
Okay. Wes, what's the problem with that?
Fine. She's negative now. Thanksgiving's about a week away. She's already caught it once, so wherever she's going, whatever she's been doing, she can absolutely catch it again. That guy in England, Yeltsin, I mean, he had it. He caught it again. After all this talk about antibodies and stuff, turns out you can still catch it again. It's not going to kill her not to see her sister for one holiday. They talk every day anyway. It's not like she's on the other side of the country. It's one Thanksgiving. I think we can make the sacrifice for everybody's sake, not just us, but for the people we could still infect.
Well, I mean,
you can walk around and be asymptomatic and still infect people.
Well,
that much is true. I mean, I share your trepidation about the fact that, you know, somebody was sick and then they got a test one day and then, you know, a couple days later. I mean, how reliable is the test? We keep hearing about these different mistakes and things. I understand that. I mean, it's got some reasons to be cautious. On the other hand, if you're going to run into each other 2 days later at the store or whatever as your close family, then what's really the difference?
Like, how long can you say I'm not going to see your sister just because she was sick?
That's it. We got to cut that arm off.
Right. You're no longer my sister.
2022.
No, nobody's saying that. But is it really that hard to give up one day? I mean, come on. It's only a mask. It's only one day. It's not the end of the world, guys.
Well, all right. Okay. I see both sides. Well, not really. The truth of the matter is I see Sarah's side. If she's been negative for a few days now and it's a week away, then if you're still having just a small gathering under 10 people and you want your sister to be there, I don't see a problem with it.
Well, maybe his sister is the loud talker and I'm going to watch some football. All right. That's all I'm just saying for this good of the country.
Just because she doesn't have it now, I could get tested and not have it now and still catch it tomorrow.
I get it. I mean, you want to be cautious and you say to yourself, what is a few more days? On the other hand, you say to yourself, listen, this year has already been enough. This is the holidays. This is important. So, I mean, you have to decide whose side you're on.
Yeah, a lot of problems with Thanksgiving this year. That's what I've learned this week. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Sarah and Wes are holding a very intimate Thanksgiving dinner party at their house. And I think this has been a major issue for a lot of families is who gets in and who doesn't. This situation, a little bit different. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Because Sarah's sister, who's also her best friend, had COVID. She has since tested negative once just a few days ago. So Sarah says, okay, she's good. She's asymptomatic. She has a negative test. She can still come over. But Wes disagrees.
Wes says, what's the point of rushing this whole thing? You talk to your sister every single day on the phone. This is one day. You guys visit with each other quite often. You can see her in another week or so. Why are we going to have her in the house when she just got over this? And there's going to be other people here. It puts the rest of us at risk.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, it's one time only. I mean, I deal with kids, and kids are more understanding than some of the adults. Like, they know it's COVID, so we have to limit things. And it's like, the adults, you know, it's one time. It's one Thanksgiving. Her sister's not gonna, you know, she talks to her every day. It's not a big deal that she has to do Thanksgiving.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Sarah's side. Well, he even said it himself. He can go out and get COVID the next day. Like, she's tested negative. Anyone can get COVID. The wife can get COVID. The kids can get COVID. Anyone can get COVID at any time.
Right. If she tested negative, she's negative. That's as far as I see it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi. My theory on it is she tested negative. So why not have her over? I have a son that had COVID 2 weeks ago. He tested negative. He's moving in with me today.
Yeah, I do agree with you. You can't just shun people. It doesn't seem right.
I mean, seeming right versus controlling the environment of your own home are not the same thing. They're
right.
Realistically not the same thing.
I understand. It's so tricky. Gosh, I can't wait for this to be all over.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sarah, our audience agreed with you. If you're having a really small intimate gathering, there's no reason to exclude your sister. You know, she's negative now. Wes, she had a test. Maybe you can ask her to have another test, maybe on Monday, so you could have the results before Thanksgiving. But people don't think you should exclude her just because she was sick 2 weeks ago.
Well, thank you. And also, I mean, she's by herself. She's single. She doesn't have any kids. She's not married. And I don't want her to sit. And it's not just, you keep saying, oh, it's just one day. I'm like, no, it's one holiday. And it's like our favorite holiday. I appreciate everybody siding with me. And I think he's, I love my husband. But I think he's being way too dramatic.
Wes, I'm with you. You know who else rolled solo? The Grim Reaper. Always showing up to parties by themselves all the time, okay? And then they leave with all the souls. So, you know, I don't know. I'd be giving her a little side eye if I'm with you.
Good.
And maybe handing her a mask when she walks in. Here you go.
Yep.
Stay in the corner, sis.
Let's just blackball the poor sister because she was sick.
Well, you know what? You can start asking her when she's going to find a partner, too. Oh. You could do that. That'll run her right out the door.
Great.
Wes, oh, my God.
Are you good with this?
No, but fine. If I got to be there, I'll be there. But I'm just, everybody's being such a big baby. Go ahead and have your baby holiday.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Sue,
can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Sue.
Sue, we've got $500 on the line.
Thank you.
Good chunk of change. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, that cash is all yours. You ready?
Yes.
Number 1, Mariah Carey announced an all-star Christmas special that will air on December 4th. Included are Ariana Grande, Tiffany Haddish, and this former American Idol contestant that is also a supporting actress Oscar winner. Who is that?
Jennifer Hudson.
Number 2, Jay-Z has invested in a fitness startup business called Climber that sells vertical climbing machines. This is a direct competitor to his wife Beyoncé's partnership of what stationary bike company?
Peloton.
Number 3, a pair of dress pants once worn by Elvis Presley are up for auction, and the current going price is just $531. Elvis famously remade a song about this color Christmas. What color was it?
Blue.
Number 4, the number one thing media outlets are saying that you should buy before the next shutdown, if there is one, is toilet paper again. What toilet paper brand uses the slogan, best for bare bottoms?
Charmin.
And number 5, Missy Elliott paid for a fan's dream wedding after she read her emotional story online. Missy Elliott was a surprise guest at the Super Bowl when who was headlining it?
I don't know.
All right, not bad, Sue. Let me bring Raven back in. Where did he go? Okay, there he is. All right, ready?
Yo.
Okay, Sue got 4 out of 5.
Pretty impressive, Sue. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Mariah Carey announced an all-star Christmas special that will air on December 4th. Included are Ariana Grande, Tiffany Haddish, and this former American Idol contestant that is also a supporting actress Oscar winner. Who is that?
Got to be Jennifer Hudson.
Yes. Number 2, Jay-Z has invested in a fitness startup business called Climber that sells vertical climbing machines. This is a direct competitor to his wife Beyoncé's partnership with what stationary bike company?
Peloton. They're just milking the system, man. Everybody's locked up, all right? Everybody's got to work out.
Number 3, a pair of dress pants once worn by Elvis Presley is up for auction, and the current going price is just $531.
I want them.
Elvis famously remade a song about this color Christmas. What color was it?
It's blue Christmas. I've got an ornament that sings that on my tree.
Number 4, the number one thing media outlets are saying you should buy before the next shutdown, if there is one, let's hope not, is toilet paper. What toilet paper brand uses the slogan, best for bare bottoms?
Well, the bear mascot is Charmin, isn't it?
Yep. You guys are tied. You're too excited.
I'm just, you know.
Oh. And he got a smug look on his face. And number 5, Missy Elliott paid for a fan's dream wedding after she read her emotional story online. Missy Elliott was the surprise guest at the Super Bowl when who was headlining?
Katy Perry.
Oh.
Left Shark is the best.
What
Come
year was
on.
That? Do you remember what year it was?
I don't remember what year. I'm going to guess 2017.
15. Sue, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-4 this morning. That does get you your own Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Sue. Hold on the line.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. Better luck next time.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.